Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Val Bartman is the CEO of Fidelity ADT. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for the invite. I'm well, thank you.
So tell us, first of all, statistically, what, you know, we all know that this time of year we see an increase, but what really happens?
Yes, I think definitely, and, you know, the reasons for the increase, there could be quite a few of them, but, you know, we've been in a lockdown, there's been a lot of unemployment, and, of course, there are a lot of syndicates also operating, and, unfortunately, the police, you know, in certain areas, the performance is not what it should be, and there is an escalation of crime.
And what has become common in terms of car theft?
Well, we've seen there are certain brands that are very attractive to these syndicates or criminals, and you know, the guys are well prepared. They look at the soft targets. There are, of course, also break-ins into vehicles, into a laptop, or there's something there, and of course the devices that they use that prevent your vehicle to lock when you press your button to lock your vehicle. So it's important to make sure that, you know, when you lock it, that your signal goes through to your vehicle to close your doors.
So what does that mean? You know, I park my car in a parking lot, I click the button, I walk away, I need to actually check that it's physically locked. Is that right?
Definitely you need to, because they use the devices that they've got, and that jams your signal to your vehicle. You push it, you think it's locked, but it's not locked. So make sure, push it again, see that it's there, and just, you know, pull your handle on the back door so to see that it's properly locked.
Mm. Has that become more common? You know, we go through stages. I remember as a kid, we didn't have the sophisticated systems, so somebody would just steal your car from outside your house or wherever it was. Then people got immobilizers, so then hijacking started. Now we're hearing about remote jamming. Is this the latest of the trends? Is hijacking still as big a deal as it was?
Well, hijacking is still happening. Yes, definitely. I think, and it's all different levels. You've got like the Rolex gang, where they would hijack you for your personal, your ring and your watch and those kind of things, which is there. So the vehicle that they take, or the hijack, is just there to get to you as a person, and that's it. And then, of course, the other one is to steal your vehicle and to dispose of that ASAP. And, of course, getting to your tracking system. So it is important what type of device also you've got on your vehicle, because the time delay that happens when you get back and report your vehicle that's stolen, if it's 2 or 3 hours, they've probably already got you those devices in the vehicle.
All right. And I see on the list that the cars that are the most common to be stolen are the VW, Polo, Sedan.
Polo.
Yeah. It seems to be there at the top of the list here.
Yes, they're on top of the list still. It's still the trend.
Yes.
Of course, some of the Toyota Fortuners as well, the older models.
Right.
I think definitely is on that list. And yes, definitely those are the two top brands that are on the list now.
Why would that be? Is that because those cars are the easiest to turn around quickly in terms of sale? Is it because of parts? Why would the top two ones are the VW Polo Sedan, the Polo Hatchback, then it goes Toyota Fortuner, the Toyota Etios, the Yaris, the Hilux. So it's fairly, you know, what makes these cars that attractive to thieves?
Well, we know that the Polo is a very popular car and the young people, etc. So definitely the Toyota, we know that that's a very good brand. You know, even if you strip it and sell it, using those parts on some of the different vehicles and brands, the motor or the engine, those kind of things, definitely. And we've seen that, you know, even old vehicles that you auction, if it's a Toyota, the pricing is so high because the guys want those, the chassis number and those kind of things. So definitely it's syndicate driven. And, there is a set off for those vehicles and the usage either for the parts where they will cannibalize the vehicle and sell off those parts.
Are the cars all these cars being sold locally? Because I remember reading something about syndicates, maybe for more expensive cars that were being taken across the border.
No, definitely. They are taken across. There is a bit of a market in South Africa, but definitely cross-border. If you see, a lot of these vehicles will be recovered cross-border.
And that's still a big thing. Which countries do they go to?
Well, Zimbabwe, is of course, it's there. A lot of the vehicles are going into those areas. It even goes up as far as Zambia and those areas.